government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big broadcasts lined up for you today. There have been some serious developments in the ongoing unfolding story of cameras, microphones built standard on almost every new computer system being sold. I say almost everything I've seen has them. Listening to you, watching you, tracking you. Comcast coming out and saying at a conference that this was their holy grail. They came out today and said, well, that story's not accurate, but then went on to admit that they're indeed doing it. Kind of like with the FBI a month ago with InfraGuard, 23,000 executives, they have got prepared to shoot to kill orders U.S. citizens during martial law. They said the story is totally false in their press release, and then went on to say, yes, they're shoot to kill, and yes, they work for us, but everyone has that power. So they just spun it. And that's their corporate tactic. They say completely false, and then they state it. Kind of like FEMA said 2 years ago, completely false, we're not training preachers secretly for martial law. And then, well, actually we are, but it's completely false. Their government psychiatrists have come up with that as, everything they do is crafted. And I meant to play this Friday. I did play it on the Sunday show, but we will play it today. Big company and has been consulting with the government wants to make you wear, everyone wear a taser bracelet when you enter the airport, so everyone can be guilty until proven innocent to keep us safe. They can just taser us at will to save us from evil Al-Qaeda hijackers that are hiding under every bed and cupboard. So we'll get into that, too. Also, 15-mile-per-hour speed plan for eco-towns, total micromanagement of your entire life. Coming up, Iran behind green zone attacks. More lies, just like they claimed Iran tried to attack the missile cruisers with motorboats. Turned out that was a total lie. Pentagon report finds no evidence of Saddam's attempt to assassinate Bush. Remember, they said Saddam was working with Al-Qaeda, the opposite group. He was a secular government. In fact, the CIA tried to use... It doesn't matter. The facts don't matter. Pentagon report finds no evidence of Saddam attempt to assassinate Bush. Also, police ask residents to submit to voluntary gun searches. No, this isn't Boston. This is D.C. We're going to play a clip to analyze the news propaganda and then go through that huge Second Amendment news as the attack goes into warp drive against your Second Amendment ownership while they announce, don't run, we are your friends. You ever seen Mars Attacks? Years ago, we'd play that clip on air. Don't run, we are your friends. They'd have loudspeakers, the aliens playing that as they ran around zapping everyone with ray guns. And some people believe it and stop, and then they laugh and shoot you. It's literally, don't run, we are your friends. Don't run, we're the government. We're here to help you. Just like they were smashing tanks into the Waco church, saying this is not an assault, as Delta Force machine gun the Davidians trying to flee the back. All on video. Government shows you video of troops shooting people and says, though that looks like they're shooting them, that's not what that is. Men in infantry stance behind the Bradley vehicles opening fire and people running out in fear and falling on the ground flailing, and then the tanks run over them with extreme wanton enjoyment. EU may boycott Beijing Olympics. Speaking of running over people with tanks, EU may boycott Beijing Olympics over cultural genocide in Tibet. Dollar falls on speculation. U.S. consumer confidence is waning. Gold spikes upwards. Torture architect John Yoo hypocritically blasts Democratic Party for violating Constitution's intent. Comcast try to cover up move to watch consumers via televisions. It's all coming up. Ultra massive transmission. And yes, a lot of your phone calls. And we're working on some news related guests right now, feverishly. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wide open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. And what a broadcast we have lined up for you today. We're going to get into another war provocation. General Petraeus, George Bush's pinup girl, saying that Iran is behind the Green Zone attack. Just completely made up the 180 degrees from strategically what Iran would do. Put out by a liar who, you know when he's lying, his lips are moving. These are the same people that put out fake radio transmissions in English for everyone so the buffoons on television could see it, of saying we're going to blow your ships up, ha, 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 as motorboats drove along 500 yards away from the ships there in the Strait of Hormuz, which always happens. The missile cruisers come right up to their territorial waters and the pilot boats come out just like anybody else's Coast Guard do and cruise along the perimeter. Our government doesn't care. They just put out a fake tape. The difference is it came out that it was fake because there were commanders on the ships who weren't going to go along with it, like Fox Fallon. And you know where Fox Fallon is now. He's bye-bye. The admiral has been removed, and little liar Petraeus can tell us that Iran is behind Al-Qaeda and that Iran is Al-Qaeda. The Shiites are Al-Qaeda, folks. By the way, for mainline listeners, who just tuned in for the first time, that's a joke. I know the news says that, but that's because they think you're stupid. That's the opposite group. They're at each other's throats. That's like saying Lex Luthor is Superman. It's apples and oranges. It's 180 degrees opposite. It doesn't matter anymore. Just believe whatever you want. Just be a slave. Drink your fluoride. Love your government. Just believe that your dollar's strong. There's people who email me and call me, and I've got friends who've got family and others who just their family tells them, nope, dollar's strong. It's all a lie. All a conspiracy theory. Okay, let's believe whatever you want then. You know, people think that they can just believe whatever they want, and that makes it reality. They believe the lie of perception being reality. That is not the case. I mean, maybe for a three-year-old who still thinks that peekaboo, you know, they cover their eyes up and they say, you can't see me, a two-year-old. Usually by the time they're three, they know that it isn't the case. You know, a baby covers their eyes and they think that the world went away. No, it didn't go away. It's still right there. Peekaboo. I mean, that's what the general public is a bunch of two-year-olds saying peekaboo all day long. And you think you can cover your eyes up, stick your head in the sand, and all of this stuff goes away. It doesn't go away. It gets worse every minute. It grows and grows and grows. And the corrupt get more and more power and take over more and more and kick the final links, the final good people out of the police forces, out of the FBI, out of the government, out of the corporations. So Iran behind green zone attack. The most senior U.S. general in Iraq has said he has evidence that Iran was behind Sunday's bombardment of Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone. General David Petraeus told BBC he thought Tehran had trained, equipped, and funded insurgents who fired the barrage of mortars and rockets. He said Iran was adding that he described the lethal accelerants to a very combustible mix. There has yet been no response from Iran to the accusations. In response to the news, about 4,000 U.S. military personnel have now been killed in Iraq. He said it showed how much the mission had cost, but added that America was realistic about it. Again, everything's lies out of his mouth. I haven't looked it up in 2 years, and we need to look it back up. But 3 years in, it was published in even mainstream news that 15,000 people have died, troops. U.S. troops have died as a result of their wounds, but that's not counted anymore. In the mid-1990s, they decided to only count it if you died in-country. If you die a week later in Germany or in England or the U.S. when you're flown out of infection or whatever, you didn't die in combat. Kind of like the Russians in Afghanistan would lie about their numbers. You know, it's now public and declassified that from 1960 to 1964, upwards of 6,000 U.S. troops died in Vietnam, and it was just kept secret. So they've done this before, and they're doing it again. So if your son gets hit by a mortar, but his body armor protects most of his organs, but shrapnel goes into his brain, and then he gets maggoted, say, in Kansas City, where the big facility maggots the troops. It's called maggoting. It's been in the news. It happens all over the country. They just tie them down in the back, and then the flies crawl up their nose and lay eggs in their sinus, and they have a brain meal. Oh, I know it's anti-troop to say they shouldn't be killed by maggots. I understand. I should just shut up and wrap an American flag made by Chinese slaves around me and shut up about maggoting. But that's what the New World Order is all about. They are maggots. Their spirit is that of a rotting horse covered in maggots. I use that example a lot because that's what we face. They bombard our society from the sky with millions of dead horses. That's basically what they do. They're black hole maggot creatures. We could see their spirit. They look like maggots, basically giant maggots in three-piece suits eating children. Iran behind green zone attack. The most senior U.S. general in Iraq has said he has evidence that Iran was behind Sunday's bombardment. Then he gives none. In response to the news that 4,000 U.S. military personnel have now been killed, see, total lies, he said it showed how much the mission had cost, but added that Americans was realistic about it. He also said a great deal of progress has been made because of the flipping of communities, the decision by Sunni tribes to turn against al-Qaeda militants. The extent of this is surprised even U.S. military, he said, promises violated, and then it goes on. So just all lies from Petraeus, who betrays us. Pentagon report finds no evidence of Saddam attempt to assassinate Bush, raw story. And remember, we heard multiple stories. Saddam was planning to kill him. Saddam tried to hire al-Qaeda to kill him. Just completely made up on the face of it. Doesn't matter. In President Bush's view, former Iraq dictator Saddam Hussein was many things, a developer of weapons of mass destruction, an ally of al-Qaeda, and a guy that tried to kill my dad. Recent intelligence reports have already shot down the first two notions. No WMD stockpiles were found in Iraq after the U.S. invasion, and a just-released Pentagon assessment failed to find any smoking gun link between Saddam and the terror group that plotted the 9/11 attacks. Now skepticism is newly enveloping allegations of an Iraqi plot to assassinate former President George Bush on a trip to Kuwait in 93. Newsweek's Michael Isikoff reports that the same Pentagon report that is essentially disproved as an Iraq al-Qaeda link also calls into question the 93 plot to spur former President Bill Clinton to launch a Tomahawk cruise missile against Saddam Hussein's Iraq intelligence service, Isikoff writes. That was because he had some sex scandals out then, so he tomahawked them. Bill Clinton's tough. A lot of good old boys should say what you want about him, but he hit them al-Qaeders as they devalue your dollar and suck your pension funds. You don't care as long as you feel like you're on top of things. You like being kind. You like being a schmuck. You like being stupid. You like losing your country. You like ruining your children and grandchildren's future. Fine. Don't let me stand in the way of your happiness and success. You've done a great job, yuppies. Great job, good old boys. Great job, chicken neck liberals. Being idiots, being con, not knowing which end is up. And I'm not being nice. It's because I'm mad. Our country's already basically gone. It's on life support, and you're trying to pull the plug. And I just don't think it's funny. Okay, that brings me to the next tidbit of news. We're going to cover this after the break. Well, I'll get to this in a minute. First off, EU may boycott Beijing Olympics over cultural genocide in Tibet. Dollar falls on speculation U.S. consumer confidence falling. Torture architect John Yoo hypocritically blasts Democratic Party for violating Constitution's intent. Companies try to cover up move to watch consumers via their own televisions, cameras in your home. Comcast cameras to start watching you is the story that came out a few days ago that's gotten so much attention. And other headlines, the internet effects on news, London Independent, Google is watching you. Excessive emails and text are a mental illness. Need to be forcibly drugged. That's the news of Australia. Mondale accuses Cheney of wholesale assault on the Constitution. What about when Bill Clinton did it? See, they find comfort in attacking each other to create the false view that there's a difference. So we'll be breaking down how they operate. That's just like two different tag teams fighting each other in WWF. It's fake. It's choreographed. It isn't real. Some Big Brothers over Big Brother, a story out of the Baltimore Sun, serious Big Brother developments. Protein map of human spit created. Satellite radio merger gets antitrust okay. Yeah, it's two companies that are the only providers of satellite radio who are monopolistic and control who can get on their airwaves. Now they're going to merge. That's not free market. That's a simulation of free market. That's crony capitalism, or mercantilism, if you want to use a proper term. Britain is the world's seventh most stable and prosperous nation. We'll break down those supposed numbers. A ridiculous story about a bandit who hypnotizes bank tellers and cashiers. That's a mainstream news story. Food stamp use in the U.S. doubled since 2001. Sean Hannity confronted over his relationship with neo-Nazi Hal Turner, who is a definite Fed. That's why he has a relationship to him. You think that clown's really... I mean, come on, don't be so stupid. We will... Comcast, again, more on that. But we're going to get into D.C. and the come in your house without warrants to get your guns. It's going nationwide.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Comes the criminal government, and it wants you to be its slave. It wants your guns in a big bad way. Then the fun can really start. Then they can really start having their way with you. Hey, don't worry, just give me that gun and then we can really groove, baby. Yeah, we're going to be real nice to you once we got those guns. Never mind people that tell you we're planning something really bad and that we know you'd fight back even though you're cowardly. What we got planned for you, baby, is so bad we know you'd fight us. So just go ahead and give up them guns. Yeah, don't worry, baby. Just come into Papa's arms and let the government pimp you out. All right, let's go ahead and play the newscast. This is all off the chart, totally insane. I'm going to break down the different facets of it, but at least the people are saying no in D.C. To the, quote, amnesty. And if you think they're going to give you amnesty, mind if I come in and look for your guns? And then while they're in there, they're going to look for anything. Dirty plates, they'll CPS your kids. By the way, we happen to know, and this is as criminal as it gets. This is when government is, this is Nazi Germany on steroids. Here it is in D.C. going nationwide.
A controversial program. They handed out flyers today urging people to let officers come into their homes to search for guns. The program is set to begin in a couple of weeks, but there are already quite a number of people who don't like it. Pat Collins joins us from the D.C. police headquarters with more on this. Pat?
Wendy, I've got some dueling flyers here. This one from the police department asking for your consent to go into your house and look for guns. This one from the ACLU, it says, to police, no consent to search our home. This could get ugly here.
Your home is your castle. The police do not have a right to search your home. Say no to the police.
Community leaders going door to door in Ward 8, advising residents not to invite cops into their homes to search for weapons. This comes in response to a controversial safe home program. The mayor and the chief want people to voluntarily allow cops in their house to look for guns. They promise amnesty, but some city leaders say this could have dire consequences. William Lockridge is on the school board.
Bad idea. I think the people should not open your doors under any circumstances. Don't even crack your door. Unless someone has a warrant for your arrest.
Marion Barry is the councilman for Ward 8.
In this community, there's already enough animosity about the police anyway. And the police gonna come to your house. You think if you have some illegal activity going on, you're gonna let them in to see it? Plus it violates the Fourth Amendment, I think. It's wrong-headed.
Ron Hampton is with the Black Police Officers Association.
Well, this is one of those communities where the police even have problems with getting information about crimes that's going on in the community. So to suggest now that the police have enough community capital in their hand that the community is going to cooperate with them, I'm not so sure that that's a good idea.
The police say if a gun is found in your home, you won't be charged with a violation of the D.C. gun law. A police spokeswoman says if during these consent searches they find evidence of other crimes, you get amnesty for that as well.
Chief Lanier has been clear, amnesty means amnesty.
So it's amnesty from any crime.
Because the reality is that people have invited us to come into their homes.
All right, let's stop right there. This is absolute bull. This is setting the precedent. We need to do a story on this. Let me give you the skinny. It started in Dallas about 8 years ago. Then we saw it in Tucson, Phoenix, L.A., areas of upstate New York, Florida. It's called Knock and Talk. Google it. And they predominantly go to middle-class, upper-middle-class neighborhoods when they did it in the South and West. The thing in Boston and D.C. is mainly poor areas and blue-collar. And they come to the door, and we've interviewed people this has happened to, and it's been in the news. We just go to people's names in the news and had them on years ago, and they go, knock, knock. Hello, I'm Officer Johnson. This is Officer Richards. We'd like to search your house to just make sure your guns are stowed properly and carefully. Mind if we come in? And most women, and they usually target about noon, they target areas where they see cars or home or a woman out front watering the plants. They mainly target women, and they force their way in, and it is unbelievable. Random. See, guilty until proven innocent. We're going to make sure you're good. And, of course, this is really about seeing somebody that acts paranoid and then just forcing their way in. And in Boston, they do not give you amnesty. It's a total lie. The government is a pack of criminal scum. And we're going to go over all the different facets to this when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond.
you can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will. Oh, man has invented his doom. First step was there's a woman on my block. She'll just sit there as the night grows deep.
Okay, we're back live. Your call's coming up momentarily. Now, when I say the government is run by criminal scum, I want to be clear. Predominantly, most county, city, state, and the federal government are run by organized crime, global syndicates that control the private central banks. They got control of those in the last 200 years by criminal actions, by assassinations. They have slowly brainwashed the public, conditioned us, sold us that tyranny is liberty and liberty is tyranny. Up is down, down is up, black is white is black. I'm not saying the average cop or government bureaucrat or school teacher is bad. You follow orders, you do what you've been compartmentalized to do, and you don't even see the big picture. It takes all of my intellect to be able to see the big picture and then to pull back and go, my gosh, this is amazing. Now, knock and talk. All over the country, suburbs of Dallas, Dallas proper, they come to your door and they force their way in. They intimidate their way in. And the police, by the way, usually end up complaining. The police unions don't like it. You just heard one of the top officers, and you know he's with the union, so he's allowed to talk. Most officers can't. And he said, we don't like this. We're really going to be hated now. Absolutely. But see, the establishment wants the people separate from the police. They want police tasering and videos of them beating innocent people. to then make the public hate police, then the police compact even more into their own gang mentality and their own subculture. That's exactly what regular street gangs do. They're using psychology on you, and it's all about how the system and the brotherhood wants to protect you, but really it's there to abuse you and use you and control you. So basic psychology is being used on you. You know, if you're not cop, you're little people. And that's the system that they're selling them on. And it's well known in New York as a detective, if you won't get on the take, they're going to set you up. And so they say, hey, buddy, you didn't know when you joined up? You didn't know when you get made detective? You didn't know when you got on the narcotics vice squad that we deal the drugs? They've had like 5 different house cleanings there where they admit over 75% are the narcotics traffickers in New York. Dallas, it's admitted. They just randomly pull you over in a nice car, throw a bag of chalk in the back, take your car, take your home, no judge, no jury, no nothing. That's called tyranny, and it's taking over. And it's everywhere. And D.C. is rated as the 3rd or 4th, depending on which, every year they get a different place, but they're usually in the top 5. L.A. is usually number 1, Chicago number 2, New York number 3, but D.C. is closely behind them just for murder for hire, prostitution, drug dealing. And the average beat cop's just out trying to stop robberies and help little old ladies across the street, but the higher-ups, it's just a criminal enterprise. This is the place where the mayor's on video, you know, smoking cocaine. And they have a total gun ban in the city. And the Supreme Court's about to rule that they can't have gun bans. They're going to spin it and say, well, you have a right. We can still ban your guns. I've read the briefs. I've read what the Supreme Court said. It'll be out in the next few months. You'll see. But I predicted before what even the oral arguments and statements would be, and it was exactly what I said it would be, because I know government policy. I know how these crooks operate. I know every one of their tricks. Tricks within tricks within tricks within tricks within tricks. And it's real simple. Once you figure out the tricks, it's just like knowing how a magician does a coin trick. You know, if you're a 5-year-old, you think it's real, but if you're 30 years old, you know it's fake. Pro wrestling's fake. It's not real. It's all a simulation of liberty, a simulation of voting, a simulation. Well, this is the rebellion against the simulation, against the Matrix, and we're not going along with it anymore. So getting back to D.C., I mean, on the face of it, oh, this is for your safety. We're doing safety checks where we want to try to intimidate our way into all of your houses. On the face of it, a complete violation of the Fourth Amendment, a complete violation of Magna Carta, common law, every canon of a free society, a violation of just the most basic fundamental rights. And then it gets worse. The police, the prosecutors, do not have a right to give amnesty. Only a governor at the end of their term, and then that is politically scrutinized, and they can get in trouble and go to jail if it's improper. Only a governor or a president can engage in pardons and in a limited respect. If you go in a house and somebody's putting cigarettes out on their kid, or you go in a house and there's a meth lab in the back, or you go in a house and there's a dead person in a trunk, there is not amnesty. Now, on the surface, they can't do that, and that's illegal and criminal and violates hundreds of laws. But it's worse than that. Folks, they don't give you any amnesty. That is absolute bull. I know from the Phoenix stories, the Tucson stories, the Dallas Morning News stories out of Dallas, they do not. And they, then when they come to your door and say, well, no, you can't search, they say, well, what do you have to hide, ma'am, sir? And you know what I'm going to say? Listen to me. You know you're violating the Fourth Amendment. I know your bosses want to set a precedent to do this. Shame on you. I want your badge numbers right now. If this goes any further, you're going to personally be litigated. And you can beat the rap, you can't beat the ride. I will sue you personally. You're outside of your jurisdiction in your office. You're not allowed to cross the threshold of my property line, my yard, unless you've got some probable cause or a call. Now, their big trick is they'll claim you've got a 911 call. Then when you try to go get the records, they just don't exist. That's a big trick they use. And it's just so criminal. The bad guys do things like that. The bad guys try to come to your home. Now, remember Bill Clinton on MTV? It's in my book, Descent into Tyranny. I actually have the quote, and I forgot to find it during the break. Let me see. There's President Bush, September 11th, 1990. Out of these troubled times, a new world order can emerge under a United Nations that performs as envisioned by its founders. The first four pages are quotes in my book. There's H.G. Wells saying they're going to kill the majority of us under the new world order. There's Arthur Schlesinger Jr. saying the same thing. There's Henry Kissinger saying they're going to use U.N. troops in America after staging terror attacks. There's George Bush Sr. calling for world government again. Where's my Bill Clinton quote? There's Ted Turner saying he wants to kill 95% of us. There's Prince Philip saying it. No, it's not. Where's my David Rockefeller? We're on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis. The nations will accept a new world order. No, that's not it. Oh, here's Bill Clinton. When we got organized as a country and we wrote a fairly radical constitution with a radical Bill of Rights, giving a radical amount of individual freedoms to Americans, and so a lot of people say there's too much personal freedom. When personal freedom being abused, you have to move to limit it. That's what we did in the announcement I made last weekend on the public housing projects and how we're going to have weapon sweeps and more things like that to try to make people safer in their communities. President Bill Clinton, March 22nd, 94, MTV's Enough is Enough, their little cult brainwashing thing where they tell the kids to rat on their parents and turn your guns in. And they started back then doing gun sweeps and projects saying, you don't have any right to own a gun because you're in government housing. And see, now they've just moved on to suburbs and $400,000 houses in Dallas, in Tucson, in Los Angeles. And the cops come to your door, and they just go door to door. There's no judge, no jury, no warrants, no probable cause, no suspicion, no nothing. It's just, you're all guilty until proven innocent, and we're the secret police, and we're here to talk to you. Well, there's many other areas where this happens. You know, everybody's told, even if you've got money, it's not welfare, you know, it's not your poor, it's not your lower blue collar, it's, oh, you know, the government's got a head start, and they advertise it for everybody, and put your kid in school when they're two or three, and by the way, you're going to get three CPS visits a year. And they come to your house, and they find something to grab your kid and go sell it to pedophiles about a tenth of the time. The rest of the time, it's just a well-meaning families that pay $500,000, $300,000, depending on the child. Or they take it if it's a black child or Hispanic child and test pesticides on it till the child dies. I was on a local number one talk show here in Austin for 2.5 hours this morning, and I just go on the show and say, Google this, Google that, Google Bush kissing a gay porn star at the press dinner, and the same guy that visits the White House at midnight, and they didn't believe me. They Googled it. There it was. And then I said, Google force-feeding black kids pesticides. They Googled it. There it was, mainstream news. I'm not the one that did all this. I'm sorry it sounds crazy, Dyncorp Halliburton running child kidnapping rings. I mean, these just hardcore crooks run it all. They enjoy it. You understand, psychopaths run the government now. And they order the police to go out and get in the business of confiscating your guns. They didn't hire 26,000 preachers and train them and pay them covertly to give sermons telling their flocks, this is secret, now it's public. But imagine them saying, this is secret, don't tell them, here's what you're supposed to preach. Turn your guns in, submit to government, go to FEMA camps, let them break your families up, take inoculations. I gave you the secret documents a year and a half before it was on the news. You think they hired 26,000 preachers, 23,000 executives, 450,000 truck drivers to be tattletales? You think they, in every major public school, give the kids discount $200 credit cards to report on their parents and what's in the medicine cabinet because they're nice people or they want to keep you safe? They're taking over. They are going to come, and they are going to have firefights, and they are going to kill you. The SWAT teams are going to set fire to your house. They're going to have little robots roll up and fire a firebomb into your house, and then they're going to have fire engines next door to it to spray down the other houses, and they're going to turn the gas off, and they're going to burn you up in your house. That's what they're training to do. I was shown secret Marine Corps footage that I wasn't allowed to air. I have similar footage I shot myself, where the people scream, "Where Americans don't take our farmland," and with heavy machine guns, they simulate mowing hundreds of us down for protesting. They're here to kill you and your family. Do you understand? I'm not risking my life for nothing. This isn't a drill. This isn't a simulation. This is real. They have armies, huge divisions of aggravated violent felons and illegal aliens ready to eat their own guts and ask for seconds. What makes the grass grow? Blood, blood, blood. The Pentagon, the British Defense Ministry's official reports admit their new mission is suppressing domestic populations. They want your guns. They want your sons and daughters. They want your bank accounts. And they're going to have it. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Caligula, thousands of dictators. They do it because they like it. They're bored. They like to burn cities. They like to fly remote-controlled jets into buildings. They like to nuke cities. They like to put cancer viruses in your vaccines. They like to hurt you. And because you're not like them, you can't wrap your mind around that level of evil. But to them, that's power. They revel. They give awards to whoever is most vicious. They enjoy what they do. They don't care if you've got a free market or a good life. Contrary, they don't want anyone happy but themselves. They like dark, boarded up cities with smokestacks dirtying the air as they live on their private villas, and you slave and have got two changes of clothes in your tiny apartment with no running water. That's what they like. You know, I wasn't joking around. I talked to Rob about it yesterday. He worked with me on martial law. He remembers all of Arnold Schwarzenegger's artwork of dead babies covered with worms, little girls in provocative positions, in Nazi uniforms, demons leering over babies. Remember the artwork on PBS of Jack Kevorkian? It's demons eating babies as they come out of women's wombs. And I'll never forget seeing a big New York function with Tom Cruise and people. I was just flipping through the TV about 10 years ago, and it came to Jack, it might have been 15 years ago, to Jack Kevorkian, going, "This is my art. I painted it in my own blood." And it's a demon eating a baby, XXX, pornography. But it was okay to show on PBS because it was so beautiful. So they showed it on mainline PBS in Austin, of a demon eating a baby coming out of a woman. And this art was, quote, good. It was very shocking, provocative. It made me have adrenaline releases when they would cut to another painting. I mean, really wicked-looking demons right out of nightmares, things that were palpable. And he would say, "I painted this in my own blood." And there were all these superstar supermodels giddily kissing all over him and going, That's who runs things. That's what they like, is demons eating babies, little girls in little Nazi uniforms provocatively laying on the ground. That's who they are, ladies and gentlemen. Pit of hell demons with huge forces of psychopaths and sociopaths and bullies ready to murder you and your family. I'm not joking around. That's the reality. That's what they're going to do. If we let them do door-to-door random gun searches, if we let them do what they did in New Orleans, if we let them do everything they're doing, they didn't triple the size of the BATF to play tiddlywinks. We are going to incrementally. You think I'm joking? The White House wrote memos saying they can sexually torture children. And I can't believe there are people that support that. I can't believe there are neocon talk show hosts that say it's good. In fact, find the Limbaugh clip where he says Abu Ghraib was fun, blowing off steam. You see, they're really letting you know who they are, aren't they? There's nothing they love more than having you chained down. Psychopaths are all the same, folks. They love it when you're chained down. They get to come in and terrorize you and the fear in your eyes. And more often than not, they like to bite. And they just reach over and bite a big bloody chunk out, and the blood runs down their face, and they take off their suit, their fancy tie. They always like to wear suits. I'm a nice man. You got in the car, didn't you? Yeah, that's right. And they pull the tie off, and they just reach over and hey, bite a big bloody chunk right out of you. Oh, I'm the government. Oh, I'm going to taser you when you're handcuffed. I'm going to have my way with you now. Well, I tell the good people it's time we rise up and prepare ourselves. And it's time we make the commitment to realize that these enemies cannot stand before us if we simply ask God to lead, guide, and direct us and fill ourselves with righteous rage and strength of the human spirit and all that is decent to let them know that they will be defeated!
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chest.
Police ask residents to submit to voluntary searches. That's just to give you news images of police searching for guns, just like the gun buybacks are for images of people lining up turning guns in for money. It's all part of getting you ready for mass gun confiscations. And then they can just have their way with us. They don't care. All the good cops will just get out, and they'll have their aggravated felony legal aliens do it. And that's what it's now coming down to. Let's go to your calls into the next hour. I got a ton of other news I haven't even gotten to yet, but nationwide, the knock-knock, I'd like to, do you have any guns? Do you have any legal guns here? Again, they do it in pro-gun areas where we still have a Second Amendment. And just let us inspect and see if they're safe, ma'am. Let us in. That, I mean, that's your evil government right there. There's no way you can spin it, no way you can fix it, and there's no way. Just show us who you are. Go ahead. Let's go to Mark in Vermont. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks a lot. You're really, you've been an inspiration lately. I don't always agree, but I do agree with freedom, and I agree with liberty. I've called before, and now I've got to let you know about something that's going on in a little place called Rutland, Vermont. Arlen Specter and Pat Leahy came down to town the other day and had a forum about crime in town. It's a little town, about 16,000-17,000 people. And there are, you know, accountable crimes on one hand, let's say. They were bad. You know, I wouldn't want to diminish them, but now 25 years of corruption locally and all these kinds of things.
Okay, so what did they propose?
Federal money. They got helicopters flying overhead at night so that they can pick out cars that have one.
Yeah, look, here's the deal. You know, they break in businesses around here, cops won't come. But they're there writing the soccer moms tickets for going 5 miles over the speed limit. They steal your car, the cops won't come. And we've got, I don't know, from 300,000 cops to 2 million cops. They just keep hiring more and more and more to run our lives, period.
Yeah, it seems that they've called in the big guns, you know, little situation, and also...
Yeah, everything is a crisis. Everything is, oh, the anti-terror money is now going to be anti-crime money. It's federalization.
Yeah, and this is a situation, and the reason I called in before was you gave me some great information about the Delphi technique, which I had the Delphi technique used on me. I basically got told also by the... I decided to become an activist, go downtown and deal with these things head on. So came out that I had a little meeting with the head of the editor of the newspaper, who looked at me. I'd met the man one time, and he pointed at me and he said, "You've got no credibility in this community." And I thought, well, you know, that's interesting that they've said, "Come down, bring your ideas."
Yeah, that's a way to neutralize you. You say you don't count, peasant, or now you're mentally ill. You know, there's more than 15 designations for thinking the government's corrupt is now mentally ill.
Well, I don't feel mental. I feel.
Sir, they just do it to change the subject. It's like when you say, "I don't want Centra to take over all our roads." The paper just says Centra isn't Spanish owned. I mean, it's a public lie. Anyone could find out in 5 seconds it isn't true. They just don't care. They practice lying as a science to condition you to accept it.
Yeah, the forum, even I thought it was an open forum with with these federal Arlen Specter, who also wrote a new book. I guess he was out to push that. But so they show up and they only invite in healthcare workers, education workers, and the mayor and the police and the mayor who sat there. And the mayor's family has sold tobacco and alcohol.
Yeah, they all go there just to feel powerful. They're all slaves. They've been injected with the cancer viruses. They drink the sodium fluoride. They're having the black op run on them. They love death. Don't worry. They're going to get everything they want.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm like a dog. I'm sensitive to evil. I recognize it. I smell it. I see right through it. And like a dog, I begin to want to bite. I begin to want to attack evil, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm not violent. I want to grow our force. And then let the enemy make the moves it's going to make and show everyone who they are, full of their hubris, and then we are going to bring them all to justice. Every one of them will get jury trials if it takes a decade. And then they are all going to be marched out and hung publicly. Hundreds of thousands of them. The government drug dealers, the murderers, the government child molesters, all of them, all of you listening. A lot of us won't live to see this happen, but you are going to hang high. You're not going to be able to run. We're going to hunt you down in other countries. We're going to get this country back, and you are going to be brought to justice. Just know that. I know in my gut you're going to be brought to justice by one way or another. You, all of you, are going to be brought to justice. You will be brought to justice. Justice will have its day. You will fall apart, and you will be punished. And many of your minions who don't deserve prison time or death for treason, your own system is going to hurt you greatly. The things you do is what's going to hurt you. Your own masters are going to hurt many of you far worse than we could ever hurt you. You see, I know ideas live forever. I know ideas are bulletproof. And I know I've already won. Because you can kill this body, but you can't kill my soul. You can even probably break my psyche, but you can't beat the energy and the information that I've put out and that others have put out. And from the foundations of the earth, your new world order was destined to fall. And just as it was destined to be built, it was destined to become crashing down right as it was completed. So you revel in your darkness, I'll revel in the light. But just know this, you will pay for what you've done. You will be defeated. You are weak. That's why all you do is seek after power. Chris, Maggie, Ted, Robert, a bunch of others. We're going to get to your calls right now, and there's just so much news coming up today. Gun confiscation news. They're doing door-to-door gun confiscation. That's what it is. And we'll get more into that, and we'll take your calls. Chris in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I had a basic question about your civil rights. My girlfriend was on the phone with me, and we were having sort of an argument, and a neighbor called the police. Now, they were knocking on the door, and she was being loud in her home. And what they did was they knocked for about 45 minutes until she opened the door. Then they said, ma'am, step outside, and arrested her. She said, what am I being arrested for, so on and so forth. They said, well, you use a lot of cuss words, and they took her to jail. She also then lost her job, and the whole thing was a big mess.
And by the way, they don't even have to get a conviction. They get federal grant money for every domestic disturbance call. And so, but go ahead.
That was my other question. Do they get money for coming out or making arrests. And things.
Well, they got 2 million cops, and they're not allowed to go out to car robberies or anything serious. They're meant to get us. The tyranny, they designed the laws for the general public. Let me explain it when we get back. Yeah, women, you've been trained to yell and scream and throw fits like your husband, you know, is your daddy and your little spoiled rotten girl. That don't float anymore. The man's going to take you to a prison cell with boogers smeared all over the wall for a couple days. Be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus to the crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
You want hell? You're going to get it! All of you that are serving evil are going to beg for your lives as hell literally swallows you whole! You want hell? You're going to find out it's not pretty, it's not sexy. It's dead bodies and vultures as far as the eye can see. Hell is being released. This is only the beginning. You're only seeing the storm as it approaches. What you think is a tempest is the light breeze of Satan's warmock released on earth. Do you hear Walter Cronkite hail Satan? The dark force is now upon us. The host of hell are being loosed. The hedge is being removed. All right, going back, ladies and gentlemen, this tyranny is designed for the general public, the good, the decent. The behavior you see on the Honeymovers, where Ralph Cramden, the bus driver, yells at his wife and says, "Honey, shut up, to the moon without a rocket!" Normal behavior that occasionally happens has been called abnormal. But police tasering a woman who's chained down till she dies is normal. The government putting children on Prozac that they know causes massive psychotic breaks and mass killings, even on their own insert now, that is normal. But being a regular family is looked down upon and called bad. And, yeah, it's all 50 states. Here's an example of quotas. About half the budget of local CPS workers, Child Protective Services, different names around the country, Department of Families, now they have it for old people, they have it for everybody. Under the environmental system, they're going to have three times the social workers, they say, watching your backyard, your environmental behavior, banning barbecue pits, micromanaging everything, shutting down family farms and ranches, just running around, I mean, literal, just that's the new jobs. Half the public's going to be working for them. They're going to wear gray uniforms. I remember even seeing that. It's just people in gray uniforms everywhere, and their bosses in black. It's all going to be standardized. Most police will wear masks. I mean, it's just going to be just hellish, just feeding on us. This is a criminal wonderland. And Bill Clinton signed this Families Adoption Act. Sounds real friendly. In 98, and it said that they have to increase by around 25% each year the number of children taken from homes and adopted just to get the base funding they got the year before. But then if they meet certain quotas of above and beyond, and if they can get 50% more each year, go read the law for yourself, that they then get even more funding. And so they hire more social workers, and it's exponential. And that's what they do. And now they admit the doctors all spy on your kids, the nurses, the schools. Your child falls off the trampoline, falls off the jungle gym at school. Doesn't matter if there's even witnesses. They'll usually take your kids. The public's all been trained to be tattletales. I was going to visit family this weekend in East Texas. I stopped in a Whataburger, and this old man walks over, and he was kind of a ninnying, you know, type. And he said, "What happened to your chin, son? Oh, is everything all right? Are people nice to you?" And I just looked at him, and right there, 90% chance he was a pedophile. But see, it's the loving thing he was going to do. And he looked at me because my son at school, in front of witnesses, we have all the witnesses, you know, fell off the jungle bars going across. Thing I always talk about, it happens to every kid, and just hit under his chin on some gravel, has a little, you know, scratch under there. Doesn't matter. honed in. You know, here comes this predator flapping over, you know, with his Nelly self, you know, flattening the demon lance. And then, see, that's the demon's excuse to get in your life. And I saw him taking interest in my car and stuff, and that's what they do. So, yes, the neighbors heard your wife or girlfriend screaming, "I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you, Chris. Don't come back then. Don't you come back here tonight if you're not going to talk to me." You know, because she's having hormones or whatever. Mammals do that. It's normal. It's not good. We need to learn not to do it because it's too dangerous. And I know probably 10, 15 people who don't even touch each other, or they'll be in the front yard and scream at each other. Or, you know, the woman will run out front and be going, "Leave me alone, Bill. You know, I'm leaving. You get out of the house." Or the woman will throw a fit and throw some of your goods out. We all know how they behave sometimes. I mean, you know, men do stuff too, but that's women act out. You know, smashing the dishes, and women are known to do that. Well, the woman starts throwing your stuff out on the front lawn. It's over, folks. Police are coming. No violence now. They're told under federal mandates to get the money that they have to meet a quota. And they're told, you will be fired, you will be disciplined, officers, if you don't arrest somebody. They come to a domestic disturbance, someone will be. Now, if you happen to have an argument in the front yard or something once a year or something happens, be safe. Get in the car and leave. You know, settle down. Hey, women, you can't do that. If you got kids, they're going to take your kids. You can't slap him. You can't take the risk that he's going to hit you back. And then you have been taught by the sitcoms and dramas to go call the cops, or women will, you know, it's very common threaten to call the cops on you even if you haven't touched them. They're taught that by the CIA, Gloria Steinem, that every man's an abuser, that even if you're married, that when you have sex, you're being raped. Just total divide and conquer. Okay, and so women, by and large, have this programming that men are the enemy, and women are the enemy for men, and blacks are the enemy, and whites are the enemy, and this group, and that group, and northern, southern, child against parent, and they tell kids to tattle on your parents, and kids to sue your parents, and in the kids, so many cases that, you know, they'll be 12 years old in public school, mom's a Christian, she says, "I don't want that lesbian gay stuff taught to you," she goes and complains. And then that, the famous case, that girl in Oregon, they took her and actually sold her into public sex slavery, and the lesbians beat the mother up when she finally got the child, because they were local cops, up on the front of the courthouse steps, and nothing was done, and took the girl, and she was never seen again. I mean, it is a lawless system, ladies and gentlemen, and this is how they operate. And so, of course, the neighbor heard you screaming. They called the cops. That's what they, an excuse to dial 911. Doo, 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 doo. I saw hundreds of billboards and TV ads. There's probably violence going on. And so they called the cops, and on the off chance you didn't get out of the house to do the smart thing, you should have not opened the door. Then they'll call a SWAT team. And but a lot of times the cops are lazy at first. They're out in the front. You just go out the back door, go out the alley, and go for a walk. And then they run up to you freaking out, saying, get down," and say, "What are you doing?" And then you don't volunteer that you were talking loud and cussing. A little bit of cussing going on in your house. You don't do that in America. Now, if you want to turn the HBO up during a comedian, Chris Rock cussing, that's okay. But let me go ahead and take you down. You see, that's what it's all about. So, Chris, that's what happened to you. And, you know, all the women out there, the man isn't going to help you, so stop calling the man. Now, if a hubby is beating the daylights out of you, that's why family's important, and you need to go to your family. I mean, anybody touches any of the women in my family, I'm going to kick your ass. My daughter grows up, she's got some husband, does something to her, I'm going to go over and I'm going to take care of it. And any young man marries my wife, I'm going to tell him point blank, you ever do anything to my daughter, I'm going to come, and I don't care how old I am, I'm going to take a baseball bat to your head. Do you understand me? That's what men in the family are about. My daughters are not going to marry some wimp who likes to beat up women. Now, on the other side, in my experience, and I've had a lot of girlfriends, 9 times out of 10, it's the women like to slap you upside the head, claw you, do all that business. That's the wrong woman to marry if that's the type of stuff that's going on. Because you're going to have kids with this person. And the women are a bunch of out-of-control, unhappy heathens because they're not getting what they wanted out of life. So, and the men are a bunch of slovenly sports fan, cowardly wimps. But you don't call the man to take care of things for you. And, you know, maybe it's best to not beat them with a baseball bat because you'll just get in trouble. What was left of business a long time ago is now illegal. You just take your daughter in. Just take care of them. Family comes first, not sports utility vehicles, not baseball and football tickets, not acting cool. All right, you got a pet peeve with me, Chris. I'm going to come back and let you finish up. So, see, your girlfriend or wife, I forget what you said, her life's all screwed up now. You said you, quote, cleaned up the mess. It wasn't a mess. It was done by design. See, the system makes you think, oh, it was a misunderstanding. No, buddy. They got about $10,000 on average funding for that false arrest.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89144. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Oh, you didn't know there's a bounty on taking innocent people to jail and taking people's kids? Oh, yeah, there is. It's a business, cramming you in their dirtbag prisons. All right, let's go back to Chris. I got to hurry now through calls. I know I'm out of control. I'm going to take a lot of them now. Maybe. Chris, in Florida, you're on the air. Finish up your story. Is it your girlfriend or wife? I forgot.
Yeah, no, she's alive. What happened was, Alex, maybe I didn't explain it correctly. I don't live with her. She was on the phone with me. And it was just a typical argument. You know, she wasn't that loud.
No, I know, I know. Now there's not even a man there. The yelling gets you arrested. I know, it's no law, but let me guess, she plea bargained.
No, that's what I wanted to ask you. Two things. If she hadn't opened the door, because they
had brought a SWAT team in there, they'd have shot her 15 times in the chest and planted a revolver in her hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They like to kill people. Yeah, that was what would happen. Half the time, yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't a back door she could have jumped out of either.
Well, the point is that you got a scumbag neighbor.
Right, that's kind of what we're dealing with.
Well, look, this is the country we live in, a nation of scum. Mm-hmm. Now, not all of us, but a large portion.
Scum. A nation of cop-calling scum.
It's just absolute scum. I mean, if you hear somebody screaming, help me, call the police or one thing, or don't stab me, whatever. But I mean, what was she doing? Just throwing a fit, yelling at you?
Yeah, the typical fight. Like she had heard a rumor about me doing something I didn't do.
Yeah, that's illegal now. Now, there's no law, but just like there's no law you got to take vaccines or no law you got to let cops in your house without a warrant, we'll see after we put, 15 9mm rounds into your intestines.
And the other thing I wanted to know was the police said we were outside listening to the whole thing. We heard you swearing a lot.
Yeah, that's just pure bull. And then they trick you into saying, I was in an argument. If you just,
Did she go to court?
Those officers are told, you will be written up if you don't arrest somebody at every event. Because they get money. You know what 10 grand means? It's a Ponzi scheme. They just keep hiring. Look, it's like ticks, and I appreciate your call. You get 5 ticks on a dog in the woods, and you don't wash them off in a month. In a month, they're all going to hatch out. There's going to be 200 ticks. And on the off chance that another month goes by, there's going to be 800 ticks. And then all the hair falls out, and the dog's got blood coming off of it. I mean, you ever seen a dog, locked up in a house? I've seen reports of it, in some vacant house with fleas. They just keep dividing and dividing and dividing and dividing and feeding and laughing and just keep laughing. It's fun. The dog's going to die and you're going to be left on a rotten carcass. I just can't handle it anymore. It's all over. It's just unbelievable. We're going to play a taser clip about how we're all going to have to wear our taser bracelets, I guess. That's right. All of us. Guilty? Doesn't matter. Innocent? Doesn't matter. It's a new slave system. Let's talk to Maggie in Texas. You're on the air. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Alex. There's some important news about Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and that's the physician who discovered the link between the MMR vaccine.
And the autism in Austin? That's one of them, yeah.
And also gastroenterological problems, too. Anyway,
yeah, the bioweapon attacks the intestine. Mm-hmm.
Right. He, on the 27th, of March, that's the day after tomorrow, he's going to be back in England defending himself before an entity called the General Medical Council. And I don't know what they can do to him that they haven't done already, but anyway, he has been engaged in hearings. The prosecution was between July and...
Always want to tell folks what they're claiming.
They are claiming serious professional misconduct. That's what the charge is. And
it doesn't matter. There have now been hundreds of university and medical studies showing that it attacks the intestines and brain damages. The federal court just ruled that it's real.
Right.
So, England's is the center of the black op, the eugenics operation. And so they want to persecute him and with a witch hunt to scare others off.
Exactly. And that's what's going on. So let me give you just a little more information. First, there is also going to be a rally, hopefully large, of his supporters on that day, the 27th of March. And I thought Maybe because you have the Watson.
Yeah, where's that going to be, in London?
I believe it's going to be in London. It says in front of the office of the GMC and General Medical Council. I assume.
Okay. Anything else, Maggie?
I want to. There's a wonderful website that is covering.
Stay there. We'll come right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
The national savings rate has plummeted to an all-time low, while household debt is at an all-time high. The answer is not the creation of more debt. Using the innovative interest-canceling money merge account program, along with existing banking tools, we offer you the power to pay off your mortgage in a fraction of the time and potentially save thousands in interest, all without refinancing an existing mortgage or interrupting your lifestyle. This is not a biweekly or a debt roll-down program, but a powerful and unique interest-canceling mechanism. It is estimated that in just 18 months, our team alone has helped American homeowners get on track to save $500 million in interest. Agents are standing by. To learn more, please call 866-563-4442 or visit us on the web at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. That's 866-563-4442 or freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. Results will vary and are determined by individual finance situations. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer or a solicitation to lend or extend credit. Call us now at 866-563-4442 or visit us online at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
When seconds count, cops are minutes away. The establishment wants a monopoly on force. In the past, somebody beat your daughter up. You just dealt with it yourself. They won't investigate your daughter getting her teeth knocked out, but they'll investigate you. Oh, vigilantism, that can't be put up with. But all that's starting to come to an end. The veneer of civilization is going to be stripped away. And the truth's out. The people know the truth. They know it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to take care of our families, not this system. And don't get me wrong. Despite the fact the system's as crooked as a barrel of snakes, there are still some good people in the system. A lot of good people. The problem is that it's getting worse every passing minute. Ted, Dave, Justin, Charles, I want to go through your calls as fast as I can because I got some other news I want to cover and some clips. But Maggie in Texas, finish up the point.
Yes, there is a wonderful website that covers the entire situation from 1999 through today, and it's called Cry Shame. This is one word, C-R-Y-S-H-A-M-E. You can Google that with Wakefield, or I will give you the address now.
And I know I've been meaning to get him on. I interviewed him years ago, and he lives in Austin, and we really should have him on. I appreciate your call. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Ted in Texas. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
I'm calling with a eugenics alert slash update. I've spoke to you about the water before, and what I've found out in my research is that 30%.
By the way, did we post your article?
No, you didn't.
Okay. No. Send it again to Aaron at Infowars.com today, and I will make sure it gets posted, okay?
Okay, you bet.
It will get posted. Aaron at Infowars.com right now.
Bet. And so the update is that they're replacing chlorine with a more dangerous chemical to sanitize.
Styrenes and
chloramines. It's a very specific chemical. And the way that I found out about it was I was going to write an article about how when you smell a chlorinated smell coming from a swimming pool, that's not chlorine, that's actually chloramine. That's when chlorine binds with ammonia.
Yes.
It irritates your skin.
It binds with the urine that the kids are urinating in the pool.
That's right, and it creates chloramines. Now, what they've done is, and this is in Austin, I've done the research, so Austin has using chloramine, not chlorine anymore. Here's the danger, that chloramine can cause anemia when it enters the bloodstream.
Well, of course.
Yes.
Anything they can to hurt us, they're doing it.
It's a major deal, and so, you know, basically, I mean, I'm like thinking I'm going to have to stop taking hot showers because...
You breathe it. You got to get a shower filter, and then it only reduces it.
There's a big there's a website called chloramine.org, and there's a big kind of movement that people are starting to understand.
Well, we want listeners to write articles, and I don't know why we didn't post it, but we'll make sure. Also, send it to Paul Watson. Send it to Kurt Nemo. We'll make sure your report gets up.
You bet. And I have one more thing to say on that note. You know, of course, anybody who's a intravenous drug user shouldn't be doing that in the first place. But if those people are doing tap water and they're injecting chloramine straight into their bloodstream, they will get anemia and it will make them very, very sick. So,
and then if they get anemia, I appreciate your call. Bayer will give you Factor VIII every shot filled with HIV and hepatitis, knowingly shipping it. Oh, yeah, they're admitted, convicted. It's a fact. Knowingly, they knew it would kill everyone, and they did. Because that's who we're dealing with here. Again, you have to wrap your mind around that they want you dead. It's like James Bond says to Goldfinger, do you expect me to talk? And he says, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. And they see us as a scourge. They want to hurt us any way they can. They own the big medical institutions. The average doctor doesn't even know what's happening. And it's there to get you in their system and extract all your wealth out that way while reducing your lifespan. And, again, a fish will not live in tap water, but we drink it. Can you put 2 + 2 together? Not even the fluoride, the chlorine, and all the other things it breaks down into. And they know. I mean, they add things they know are deadly poison to it on purpose. To brain damage you and your family. We have the documents. We've covered it here on air. We've had guests on. We've written stories with all the proof on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for you. It's the way the New World Order operates. It's the way they roll. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to Dave in Iowa. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I bought an old reel-to-reel tape player. At an auction a while back, and they threw in a box of tapes, and in the box of tapes was tapes on the JFK assassination. I don't know if there'd be anything you could be interested in or not.
Interesting. Who is it?
Who is what?
The program, the talk show host.
I'm not sure. It's an old reel-to-reel tape player I got. I don't know if it's taped it off the radio or they taped it off of, but...
All that old stuff's really cool. You could put it up on YouTube.
It's on tape. I suppose I could.
Yeah, you just upload the audio to YouTube.
You wouldn't be interested if I sent it to you, or
I don't have a reel-to-reel player.
Oh, yeah, I could get one, but pretty interested. They're bringing in Oswald and I listened to some of it. They're bringing in Oswald, and all the reporters were yelling at Oswald to he's the one to kill Kennedy, and he finally answers it.
He says, "I'm a patsy."
Yeah, he says he's a patsy. Yeah,
he's a patsy. He's being shut up.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And
yeah.
So they execute him in public. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They run things. That's the way it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with you.
And we're going to drink poison when they say so. We're going to take poison, and we're going to die because we love the government.
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
Yep.
I agree with you.
Anything else, Dave?
That'll be it.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, no, I'd love to hear it. If you can transfer it over to a CD or something. I just don't have a reel-to-reel player. All that old stuff you got, folks, upload it to YouTube. If you don't know how, get your neighbor to. It's real easy. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. Charles in Michigan, you're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
Good. We have a couple of criminals running our government here in Michigan. We have a Canadian lady by the name of Granholm running the government. She's the governor. And we have a gentleman named Kwame Kilpatrick running the city of Detroit here. He's up on perjury charges and things of that nature. I just wanted to put that out there and let you guys know that we have a couple of criminals, a couple of foreigners running our government.
Well, at least you don't have the son of a top Nazi running your government like California does.
Oh, we might as well have one. On another note, I did want to know about the Second Amendment case that happened last week. We had the gentleman right down the street down in Toledo, Ohio. He was the one who argued the case. I wanted to know how that came out. I know you probably preached on it a lot. I just wanted to know how that turned out.
Okay. Well, they haven't ruled yet, but they had the oral arguments, and a bunch of justices spoke on it, and some of them said they believe all guns should be banned, which should terrify everybody. The White House entered a briefing for the case saying they believe that you have a right to own guns, but the government can ban them. So that's the official statement. And so they're going to rule that D.C. can't ban everything, but they can ban some things. And then that'll be used as a national precedent. But it'll be billed as a Second Amendment victory when it will be the greatest blow ever. So that's how their propaganda works. So they don't want to mobilize the gun owners to get politically active. They've got to use their Judas goat to fool everybody till it's too late at the NRA.
Yeah, I heard that the NRA wasn't all this cracked up to be also.
Well, it's a vicious, hateful, anti-gun organization, much more effective and wicked than Handgun Control Incorporated. And Gunners of America, at our challenging, has now gotten all the documents and put it out. They authored all the major federal gun control bills. They did it. They supported the last one. The pro-gun brief before the Supreme Court says they believe guns can be banned. The pro-gun brief is anti-gun.
See, that's just exactly what the Constitution opposes.
Everything's lies. Everything is spin. It's no wonder the public can't figure it out. I mean, it's just incredible.
Hey, you keep it up. You keep on getting on that bullhorn, and I've seen Endgame. I'm watching it right now as we speak. Excellent movie. I hope everybody get a chance to watch it, and I'll be spreading it. And like I said, you keep it up.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate your call. I'm going to take some more calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get to the callers that are holding here in a moment. But I played this Sunday, but I want to play this again. This is a private security company, quite large. They have lobbied Homeland Security. They have lobbied the airlines, and things like this are being looked at and considered. And this is like in The Running Man, where you wear a bracelet that shocks you into submission. They already have the shock bracelets and things and shock anklets and shock necklaces for prisoners. But everyone, your daughter, your son, old ladies, vets, when you get to the airport, these are fitted onto you. And then, quote, that stops hijackers. Again, don't arm the pilots. Don't have bulkheads. Of course, that's not even real. 9/11 was staged. I mean, do you really believe people wouldn't try to subdue a couple guys with box cutters? I know I'm on the plane. Somebody pulls out a box cutter and says, I mean, folks, I've had people pull knives on me, and I'm not saying I'm tough. It's kind of scary that I can't control myself. I just love attacking people that threaten me. I like get off on it. I mean, I just, you pull a knife on me, I'm going to attack you. And so what if you stab me? It's hard to hurt somebody. That doesn't get me excited. And that's how, and that's not abnormal. That was normal in the past. I guess I didn't get enough dioxins to make, you know, to geld me. I got enough testosterone, but I mean, I'm on a plane, and I mean, I'm the sweetest, nicest person, but when somebody actually threatens my life, I mean, it's like, it's crazy what happens. I mean, and that's normal. You know, all these documented stories of little women picking up cars when it's on their baby. I mean, somebody pulls a knife on me, folks, everything turns into slow motion, and they always are freaked out when you go after them, and you let them lunge, and you dive out of, you jump out of the way, grab their arm, and it's just like, when you've got that type of adrenaline going, I don't know when I get old if I'll have this type of strength, but I don't have this until I'm under attack, that it's literally taking their arm and just dislocating it, just pulling it all the way back and around, and they scream in pain, and then I never, you know, really focused on what I was doing. It's all instinctive. And then you just go ahead and you punch them right in the nose to get them down. And then you just start stomping them. You just pow, 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 hit them in the head with a heel, and it's over. They're going to the hospital if they're lucky, folks. Most of the time, they're going to end up pushing up daisies. Now, there are a lot of men like that still on an airplane. You believe with a whole bunch of people on an airplane, 3-4 guys are running around with box cutters, everybody's going to start. I mean, maybe we're that cowardly now. But, I mean, you pull some box cutter out on me? I mean, give me a break, folks. Give me a break. I mean, I've been stabbed. I've been hit in the head with a lead pipe the whole nine yards, and I just... And, I mean, let me tell you something. A lot of times I got in fights that people were just as crazy as I was growing up in Dallas. I mean, there's guys all over the place with just cans of whoop ass you wouldn't believe, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I'm not looking for fights. There's people, that normal-looking guy over there painting the house across from your street. You know, that the quiet guy that mows your yard. Now, the guys on roids strutting around acting tough, they can never. It's something about it. The guys that want to be tough are never tough. And then the guys that, see, most people have a lot of people have an instinct that they suppress or they hold back. They don't go full speed. Folks, you go full speed. I don't know why I'm getting off into it. I start thinking about it. I start thinking about, that's why I go off into that hyperbole. The point is, I see somebody pull a box cutter on me. How did I even get off into that story? Oh yeah, I was talking about the bracelets. And you got this bracelet on. We're all going to be good little slaves, good little prisoners, good little cattle, a bunch of ninnying cowards. When the real threat is and has always been the government. What did the founding fathers tell you? What does history show you? And so in this piece, we're not going to play all 5 minutes of it for time constraints, but they start out with retina scanning's good and searching you and data mining is good. But on top of it, we all need these shock taser bracelets. And they all use terms. They don't call it electrocution or shock. They give it, you know, a scientific term. And they call it the safety bracelet. And it's all... And for 3 minutes, you know, they're talking calmly about other airport security, and they just slip in, oh, how wonderful it is, we'll all wear our bracelet. This is all written by a psychologist on how to sell you on something just off the charts dystopic novel. Here it is.
Is there a solution to deterring hijackers once they are on the aircraft? Yes, there is a very viable, workable answer. It starts here, when passengers are issued their tickets. At that time, they can also be fitted with a special electronic ID bracelet that they will wear until they disembark the flight at their destination. These electronic coded bracelets will make traveling much more convenient for the public. It will replace the need to carry a ticket by containing all pertinent passenger information. In addition, the bracelet could permit tracking of the passenger through the terminal, including carry-on luggage. Checked luggage can be coded to match the bracelet to ensure no tampering or diversions. By further equipping each bracelet with EMD technology, The bracelets will allow crew members using radio frequency transmitters to quickly and effectively subdue hijackers. The electromuscular disruption signal overrides the attacker's central nervous system and will render even the most elite and aggressive terrorist completely immobile for several minutes. This will allow the crew to subdue and handcuff that individual. EMD technology is designed to incapacitate a target from a safe distance without causing permanent injury, which means these criminals will survive and go to trial. The bracelet would only be armed by someone on board upon confirmation that a takeover situation exists. To a businessman on his way home to be reunited with his family, or to a young family going south for a winter holiday, wearing an EMD safety bracelet for a few hours during a flight is a small inconvenience to ensure their safe arrival. We feel if given the choice between taking a flight employing the added security of the EMD safety bracelet system and taking a flight without the additional security, many, if not most, passengers would happily opt for the extra security of the EMD safety bracelet.
Now, in the longer piece, they talk about the militants. See, a militant is a term you can use on somebody just protesting and yelling, and they interchange it with murdering terrorist, so that when they use the word militant on you, you can't sue them for saying you're a terrorist, but it's psychologically, it has the same meaning as terrorist now. That whole thing was Black Op written. There's no doubt it. That script. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, radical changes need to be implemented if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter in the material world. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future, dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon uses Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have in your hands a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org or call 646-498-5309. 646-498-5309. Visit OrgonProducts.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, the unions are big businessmen, and they're going out like a dinosaur. Well, they used to. to grow food in Kansas. Anyone abroad on the moon can eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your home gardener's gonna be against.
You know, I talk about Bayer Pharmaceutical in hundreds of nations knowingly shipping out Factor VIII blood product, every injection filled with HIV and three strains of hepatitis. Knowingly, it came out. They knew and just did it. They don't care. I mean, they love it. And we talk about GMO foods, aspartame that Rumsfeld got approved. Every monkey they gave it to got brain tumors and died. They don't care. You're still drinking it. And you bet you drink it. You like it. It's very addictive. It's like methamphetamine. Has the same effect. A lot of things that hurt your brain and hurt your body feel good. Something that's killing you, your body has a way of making it feel good. Like when you break your leg, you're going to get endorphins flowing to cover up the pain. You get all liquored up and your brain cells are dying. Feels real good. They got that approved. The GMO foods, killing the rats that eat it. Hey, it's on your children's dinner table. Cell phones, brain tumors. It's all by design, ladies and gentlemen. All by design. Every single bit of it. But you don't care. You worship the government, some of you, don't you? All right, I got masses of war news, economy news coming up in the next hour. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Justin in Texas. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, yeah, I was calling in reference to some TTC news, Trans-Texas Corridor from San Antonio.
CNN says it doesn't exist. Doesn't matter if there's billboards and toll roads everywhere. Doesn't matter if there's TV ads for it here. It doesn't exist. Have you heard that CNN newscast where they say it doesn't exist?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just...
Well, then it doesn't exist. Learn. No, I'm serious, man.
I wanted to confirm.
Mercury's good for you. Everything's fine. Gun confiscation's good, and it doesn't exist. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. And now I just seen recently on the news that it seems like they're kind of trying to do a sleight of hand where they are saying that a local aquifer group is going to threaten litigation, drag out the process, and eventually Sintra will no longer want to do the toll road.
Yeah, and that's pure bull. They will lose the case on purpose.
Exactly what I was
they bring
right
in. They always do it. They bring in false opposition to lose the case. Standard business operating. Yeah.
Exactly. It completely distracts from the point that the San Antonio voters had no say over any of this toll road right now, and that we've already been taxed.
And they're taking a bunch of your existing roads in official maps, and like they told us here in Austin, MOPAC, they said, will never be a toll road. It's a conspiracy theory. And then now they announced 3 months ago that it will be a toll road.
Absolutely. It's
but then if you say you don't want it, they'll laugh at you and say it doesn't exist. I mean, it's just classic military op.
Definitely. It's like I'm watching a Kubrick movie or something. Just unbelievable. It's crazy. I just wanted to real quick plug a website and see if I could ask you just your thoughts on something that I came across on the Internet.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the website is satollparty.com. It's the San Antonio's toll road, I guess, anti-toll road website.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I saw, I came across on YouTube a debate about with the guys from Loose Change on there, Dylan Avery and Jason Burmis. And I wanted to see your opinions about some of the allegations of mistruths and misrepresentations with the fireworkers related to 9/11 and in regards to the guys from Loose Change.
I don't understand. Which debate are you talking about, with Popular Mechanics?
It's called Hard Fire. It was a public access show, if I'm not mistaken, with a guy named Ronald Winky or Winnick. Anyways, in the debate...
Well, just stay there. Stay there. We got to come right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew.
Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I got more of your calls coming up, a bunch of audio clips, tons of news I haven't even gotten to yet. Does anybody want to comment on police all over the country going door to door, trying to intimidate their way in to search to see if you have, quote, illegal guns, guilty until proven innocent, spot checks like the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany? You see, we're already acclimated. They just do it and do it until we're acclimated. I mean, I heard cops on other shows last night calling in, freaking out over it. I know you don't want to be part of this. I'd like to hear from the good officers that are out there at 1-800-259-9231. I got to skip ahead of people in a minute because somebody disagrees with me on the Second Amendment. Jeff in Indiana, so we'll go to him. But who was I talking to? Justin in Texas? Yeah, Justin, I really haven't seen everything on YouTube, so I can't comment on what you're saying. I know the Loose Change guys, they've made two versions, and they say that, you know, out of two-hour films, there were one or two mistakes they made. We're just questioning the official story because it's been proven to be a premeditated lie, and I don't specifically know what you're talking about. I know that Dylan tends to be friendly when he's on with these guys in interviews, and he'll say, well, we're not perfect. We've made mistakes, and I've seen some clips where they edit those together. Because, you know, we're reasonable, they're not. But I really don't know. But you were saying something about dishonesty. What is that specifically?
Yeah, basically, what I was trying to get at was I'm a big fan of the We Are Change guys and other confrontations, and, you know, they demand the truth, they demand accountability.
Okay.
And in this debate, he's debating with a guy named Mark Roberts.
Okay. I know that guy. He's an absolute demon. I've run into him on the streets.
Okay, yeah.
In New York.
Apparently, the show doesn't give any impression that it's not biased. As a matter of fact, the host says he is biased at the end of the show.
Okay, and fine. The endless plugging's going on. What is the question?
Okay, and basically my question is, as far as accountability, they've got firefighters that are saying that there are issues like the EPA breathing, the bad air down on Ground Zero, issues like that that are important are being ignored because...
Okay, what are you saying that's wrong about the films?
I'm saying that there's so many misrepresentations of firemen's quotes, and that this guy, Mark Roberts, has a website. It's called Loose Change Guide. And what it is, it goes step by step, and
yeah,
it pretty much debunks and discredits almost everything in Loose Change. And I don't want people to get the wrong idea, but it's...
Hey, listen, I don't care, and I've heard your point. If you believe that... I've had that guy march up to me when I'm at Ground Zero and start screaming, he says the firefighters blew the building up. He says it. He says it. Just like when I walked up to some communists and I said, why do you believe in communism? It's in martial law. And they start saying, he's talking mean to this young lady. Did you hear what he just said to this young lady? That's a horrible thing to say. So, I mean, the guy walks up and strawmans and says, I say the firefighters blew up the building. It's pure bull. He defends the popular mechanics angle. Popular mechanics says the Air Force never intercepted one plane in the year before 9/11 but Payne Stewart's. And then we take the very same NORAD spokesman they quote and pull up Reuters and AP where he says 68 times in the year before. So I've seen all those arguments. I can comment on what you just said, and it's pure bull, except for maybe out of hundreds of things he claims, three or four things that Loose Change has said, well, you know, we're not exactly right or clear about that. Hey, look, man, I just know our government's declassified. They staged Gulf of Tonkin, and these people still deny that. I know they staged terror attacks to overthrow Iran. I know they wrote up Operation Northwoods. I know they staged the USS Liberty, and it's now been declassified by the NSA that Israel knew it was a U.S. ship before they attacked it. I know LBJ ordered those planes back. And I know there's people that still have websites saying we're liars when it's admitted. So it's a load of bull, and that's the end of it. So it doesn't matter. It's just a complete waste of time. But hey, enjoy your toll roads that CNN says don't exist. They say Trans-Texas Corridor does not exist. In Fox, CNN, and other quotes. Well, we played it here. There's billboards everywhere. It's going in everywhere. It doesn't exist.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Jeff in Indiana disagrees with me. He goes to the head of the line. Pass Brian and David, who are both calling from Canada, and others. Okay, Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, man, good to talk to you. I just wanted to tell you that I disagree with one thing I heard you say about guns. I heard Rents and Jim Mars and all kinds of other people say the same thing. They basically said that in June, after the Supreme Court rules on this gun ban, you know, if gun bans get instituted everywhere, that there's going to be some kind of huge resistance. And my basic problem with that is that when Hurricane Katrina happened, I saw the government, without even much effort at all, totally disarm the whole city. So,
well, that's a straw man, because I've... What do you mean I said huge resistance? I've been trying to mobilize political resistance to this now, saying the people aren't awake, and we've got to raise the alarm and not count on Judas Iscariot, also known as the NRA. So that's a straw man. You basically claimed that I said something that I didn't really say.
No, I thought you said that you read it, that it was a part of the globalist plan to have us fight against the police and that we'll cream them and then they'll go into stage
two. Oh, I did say that. I'm saying if it comes to out-and-out, continual, nationwide gun confiscation, no, sir, you just don't hear about it. There are people who have shootouts with the cops every week when they come confiscate guns. It's always the same. The neighbor said he was talking about getting out of dollars and buying storable food, and we think that's terrorist. I mean, literally, and the cops and SWAT team you. But more and more people are fighting back against it. And I'm telling you, I said if 1% of 100+ million gun owners fight back, that's a million combatants. And people are getting mad. And so in a way, I guess you are right. I mean, in a way, I guess that, I mean, I said if it comes to a civil war, they mean they would like to gouge the people into a confrontation. And if that confrontation happens, the cops that have been taught they're invincible, I mean, when 9/11 happened, for 2 days, you didn't see cops anywhere on the streets. They were freaked out, cowering in their police precincts.
Yeah, how did New Orleans get disarmed so easy? I'm reading a book on it right now called The New Orleans Gun Grab, which I heard about on GOA radio. But, I mean, they disarmed the city so easy. It makes me wonder how much these hot dog eating Americans are really up for all this.
Well, no. I mean, 99% will turn in granddaddy shotguns, heirlooms. They will suck the boots of the felon illegal alien troops. And 99% will submit and will, you know, because they love being slaves. I appreciate your call. But 1% will fight back. And, New Orleans, they held food and water back for 4 days. All was a laboratory experiment. The head of the major, parish followed orders as his mother died over 4 days in the nursing home. And he cried. Well, hey, can you find that Richard clip? It's from like 2 years ago, but I bet it's in there. It'll have some headline like Crying Cop New Orleans, or it's on Google. Head of parish. You know, he says they wouldn't let us in to help. He starts crying. I had to watch my mama die. Well, why'd you? I mean, he followed orders over his mother. And then they stacked up food at the dome, wouldn't send cops in to help people. Most of the cop force walked off in New Orleans. The Big Easy is the most scummy city in our country. Everybody knows that. Just open corruption, it's an open sewer. I won't get anywhere near it. And it's always been an open sewer. I mean, actually, I've been there a few times when I was a kid on tourist stuff, but it's an open sewer. And so more than half the cops just walked off on the Storm King. Well, cops always walk off on disasters. That's what they do. They're trained to take care of themselves and to extract money out of you. So the New Orleans police walked off, and then they didn't bring food or water. There's video of them making women show their breasts for food or water. Then they went into the high and dry. The wealthy people all live on the outside of the bowl. The poor people live down in the bowl. But the wealthy people all live above sea level. And they went into, there's video of it, I mean, it had $50 million homes. I mean palaces. And it'd show them walking up in yards with Hummers and Mercedes, and the people walk out and say, hey, I'm fine. And they say, got to do a gun confiscation. And then they put you in handcuffs and take your guns, and you never get them back. It's all on video. And the cops divvy them up for themselves most of the time. And they're always getting caught selling them back and getting in trouble. That was a huge laboratory experiment. So I guess in a way you're right, sir. Maybe we are just complete cowards. We probably will roll over to all of it. So that's us. I mean, we're land of the cowards, home of the scum. And until we admit we're land of the scum, home of the cowards, we're not going to get the country back. And they did confiscate guns. And then there was the crazy part about the ABC News pieces and the Fox pieces is it was all psych warfare. They'd say, the cops don't use any force, but they do ask you to turn your guns in. And then it showed them slamming people down, you know, lawyers, homeowners. And the point is, if they can do it to poor people, they can do it to anybody. And they are. It was the rich people. They were there to loot the houses, folks. And they slam them down in their faces, and they take their guns. And they say, you're not going to protect your home. You're not going to stay here. We don't care how much food you got. You got to go to the Superdome. And that's what's going to happen when they release a bioweapon or set a nuke off. They're going to lock the cities down, not let you get food, and then they're going to wait till everybody starts starving and coming to the superdomes, and where they can then have a helicopter fly over and spray you with the real bioweapon. And then, this is in a later operation, they have to gear us up for this. The average cops on the ground won't know, too. They'll be being sprayed and dying. They love it. You know, they love government. I'm not kidding about this, by the way. I mean this, okay? I'm not joking around. This isn't a joke. And then they'll send the armored teams to the houses, and they're just going to burn your house down. So they'll firebomb you and then pull back to safe range. And that's America. That's what it's all about. It's about the government once and for all extincting resistance. It's about siege. It's about domination. It's about totally taking us. Caesar did it in Gaul and Germania. The communist Chinese did it in Tibet. The Russians did it in Ukraine. The Nazis did it in Poland. They always do it the same. And if you wanted to know what the government will do, they will come for your guns. If you've got, you know, that's the problem. So you can either die in your home as they firebomb you, and they'll do it. They like it. It's fun. Or you can die at the sports stadium. So that's your choice, however you want to die. Okay, Brian in Montreal, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I'd first like to thank you for waking me up over a year ago. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you, sir.
And I also wanted to thank you for all the news that you keep me informed on, because at least once a week I write all my CBC, CTV, Global a letter asking them why I have to get my news from alternate sources. They never answer me, of course. I had a few questions for you. The first one, I had heard rumors that there's a possibility that Montreal will be the base for the North American Union once it's established.
Well, they're talking about an area in Montreal or in Ottawa or surrounding areas for the regional capital, but the main capital is to be in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, perfect. The second thing I was wondering is if you'd heard anything about this thing. I just heard about it last night called Nisara.
Yeah, it's not real.
It's not real? Okay,
government disinfo to make us think everything's all right, and there's a secret group helping us, and everything's wonderful.
Perfect. And the last thing I wanted to make a comment about is that I can say in the last 2 months I've been doing, like, even more deeper investigating. And one of the things I came across was that most of this stuff has been planted and originated from the Catholic Church. So that I end up finding out that whether it's Illuminati, Freemason, or any other secret society.
Here's the problem with that. And again, the Catholic Church at the top is corrupt. The last two popes have called for world government, new world order. I'm not saying that all the major institutions aren't taken over. And again, I'm not Catholic, so I come from this from the outside. I've studied it. The main progenitors, the people saying the Catholic Church is the source of all evil, are the biggest lying kooks. I mean, the main leader of them, I found out, says the sun orbits the earth and that we're on some type of Tropic of Cancer string.
Yeah.
And the earth goes up and down. I mean, totally insane. White homelands. I mean, folks, it gets into, I mean, flat earthers, just nuttier, and the history. See, I have to be a history buff to a certain extent. History's so big, nobody can even, you know one-hundredth of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just total bull, and then the lies about me. About me. And so then I just say, you know, and then they make it all about, is it this group or is it that group? And then we've got to obsess on that. When all that does is divide and conquer. I'm fighting the NAU, whoever's behind it. I'm fighting the New World Order, whoever's behind it. And, you know, there are Catholics, there are Protestants, there's Jews, there's Arabs at the Bilderberg group. You know, it's they've got control of all the major groups. So there's no debate about the Catholic Church, you know, being run by the New World Order now. You can debate when it was it always run that way? But I mean, it's just an obsession it's the same thing with the Jew stuff. I mean, I'll make films about Israel premeditatedly attacking the USS Liberty. And, you know, I got a lot to lose doing that. That's a dangerous lobby. And, man, and that ain't enough. I talk about how our government was involved as well, and then people claim, well, I'm giving Israel a way out on this. No, I'm not. I'm going after all the perpetrators. It's just not so much of our movement is egomaniacs who want to be the leader. Well, let me tell you something. I don't want to be the leader. Because this is a dangerous position to be in. I do this, though, for the right reasons. I'm fired up, and that's why I am the leader. Okay? And believe me, I don't like that position. Okay? So, see, it's classic. The person that doesn't want to be the leader is the leader. And so I'm going to be attacked by every kook and twit and freak and liar and just, you know, I mean, they got these guys from Italy who combs his hair like devil horns, and everybody listens to him with a little devil beard. I mean, it's just no discernment, no nothing. But there are people that have discernment, and they know in their gut, in their spirit, right now, Alex Jones is the real deal. Is he obnoxious? Is he silly and ignorant? Yes. But I got guts, and guts is enough. And you know what? I'm going all the way, ladies and gentlemen. Anything else?
No, that'll be it. I just wanted to let you know that I have a Catholic diocese here in Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu. The two things they're promoting is
gun confiscation. Money. Let me guess. Stay there. I want to hear about what the Catholic Church is doing.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
All right, let me cover news now. Remember Karl Rove saying he was controlled reality and that reporters will just report on that reality and the White House will then change global reality and that they just report on that and that we are just spectators and that they run everything and that we mean nothing? Like Dick Cheney, they said, hey, more than two-thirds of the country disagrees with you, and he just said, so what? Let's go ahead and play that clip.
We talked to the vice president this morning in Oman. He would not talk about Barack Obama, but we talked about everything from Iraq to the economy.
Alan Greenspan described it this way. The current financial crisis in the U.S. is likely to be judged in retrospect as the most wrenching since the end of the Second World War. Correct?
We're clearly going through a rough patch here. There's no question about it. But we've had prior to that, 52 months of uninterrupted economic growth. Now, of course, we've got problems in the housing industry, and mortgage backed securities, so forth, that have created problems that we're having to deal with.
Tell me what you said to the Iraqi leadership and how far you're willing to push them.
On the security front, I think there's a general consensus that we've made major progress, that the surge has worked. That's been a major success.
Two-thirds of Americans say it's not worth fighting.
So?
So? You don't care what the American people think?
No, I think you cannot be blown off course by the fluctuations in the public opinion polls. There has, in fact, been fundamental change and transformation and improvement.
Okay, so if you go back to 2002, 2003, I said they would go in, stay there for decades, break the country in three parts, that our government, the criminals that run it, would fund the different groups to kill each other. That's now come out. They've been funding all the groups, mainstream news. And that they would then later turn off the spigot and then claim that they had won the war by de-escalating violence, which isn't even true. They're cooking all those numbers. So it's just all complete lies. But you got a bunch of scum, about 30% of the country, that associates their personal power with the Republicans. And they don't care what happens to the country or how many guns the president bans or how open the border is. They don't care. It's about feeling good and feeling like they run things and they're powerful. When you run nothing, you're nothing. Now, it's the same thing. About 30% still support the Democrats. And they'll Hillary Clinton could cut children's heads off and drink their blood on the White House lawn. They'd praise it. And that's just how it works. That's why we lose and why we're losers. And, you know, we just love being conned and scammed and gamed over and over again. But the majority of us know it's a lie now. We're not backing off. Okay, 2 years ago, Google put out a press release. So did Yahoo and others, Microsoft, that they want to use the cameras and microphones in your computers, and they're already doing it now, to listen to you and then market things to you. And computers will listen for keywords, and the computer will translate your audio. You say, you know, the dog is fat. Well, it translates it and puts it into text, the dog is fat. Or they hear a dog bark, it pitches dog food ads at you. Or it knows what TV shows you're watching, and it'll pitch the DVD box set for Lost at you. And you wonder why it's on your computer screen. They said that. Then Comcast executive was at a big event and talked to a pretty large industry publication, newtv.com. And there were other witnesses, too. And then Comcast came out today and said, this is not true. We're not going to have a camera that watches you. But then they went on and said, well, we don't call it a camera because it's digital. Now, that's the same spin they use. They go, we don't thumb scan you and have your prints when you go to the grocery store or the tanning salon or to the library. It's a bunch of numbers, but so is a digital photo. They reconfigure them into that. So see, they use lawyer speak. Oh, we don't take your thumbprint. We take some numbers. Oh, we don't take your DNA. We translate it into numbers. But then it comes back out to your DNA. Oh, and he says that. We don't. Well, it is a thing that does see images in the room, shapes. But it's not a camera. Okay. I'm going to try that next time a cop walks up and says, turn your camera on. I'm going to go, it's not a camera. Try what they do on us. They'll probably just stand down and go, yes, sir. Because you know, they're all pre-programmed. Companies try to cover up, move to watch consumers via TVs. We'll cover this, the economy, your calls, and a lot more. Staying the course here in the 30 minutes we've got left. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Get my films. Sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. See them in high quality today. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. All over the country, police go to your door just randomly and say, we want to search for guns. You don't have a problem, do you? And if it's in areas where they haven't banned guns, they just say, we want to make sure they're properly stowed. Let us in. What do you have to hide? Most people just, oh, yes. And they just search. Just total martial law. That is martial law, by the way. Just all creeping evil taking over. And we've got companies trying to sell that everyone will have to wear shock bracelets when we're on planes, the entire plane, in case Al-Qaeda attacks. They can zap us, zap everyone to make sure that we're all safe. This is the new America. Cable boxes watching you, cameras built into your computers already watching you. And then this is what the executive at Comcast says. Comcast is denied. Listen to this. Companies try to cover up move to watch consumers via TVs. Vice President Kunkel forgets, he told journalists, of move to know who was in the living room. Microsoft and TiVo have already filed similar patents to create Minority Report-style invasive hell. And we have links to their own press releases. Comcast has denied that it is developing camera devices built into cable boxes, they already got microphones, that monitor consumers as they enter the room, despite the fact that Vice President Gerard Kunkel admitted to a journalist that such a move would present a holy grail, and rival companies like TiVo and Microsoft have already filed patents for similar technology. And it goes on, a firestorm of controversy erupted last week after the industry website NewTV.com carried an article by Chris Albrecht, who revealed that Comcast was experimenting with different camera technologies built into devices so it can know who is in your living room. How did Albrecht know? Because Comcast Senior VP of User Experience, Gerard Kunkel, told him about the Digital Living Room Conference held in San Francisco. Perhaps I've seen Enemy of the State too many times, he said, and he went on. Trey just graduated. So did Amanda, who works here in the office at local colleges. They were both taught in RTF that this is the new advertising. This is already going on. The cable box already tracks what you watch and what you do. It's two-way. Your habits. That's why TiVo wants a phone line hooked to it, and if you don't have it, they won't let you get any more movies. They'll turn it off, and they'll say, you haven't connected to the telephone. You see, they treat you like animals. You're being herded. You're being controlled. They just implement it into the new technological next level. It's like a download of data to the next level of the grid. So trying to find the quote here in their press release. It says, the idea being that if you turn on your cable box, it recognizes you and pulls up shows already in your profile or makes recommendations. If parents are watching TV with their children, for example, parental controls would appear to block certain content from appearing on the screen. Kunkel also said this type of monitoring is the holy grail because it could help serve up specifically tailored ads. Well, yeah, that's what Google has said they're doing, but they don't deny it. Readers responded to the article in droves, and most were shocked by the proposals. Orwell thought cameras in the living room would imposed on us by a fascist government. Fascism these days is dominated by corporate power guys under the mantle of legitimacy. These systems of control have been primarily put in place by willful consumption of consumer goods, wrote one. That's right. This is not cool. This is not fun. This is not exciting. This is invasive. They're just talking about this technology since the inception of cable modems, and there's a certain amount of tracking in place already. Cameras too much, shaded another. Says Comcast responded to the article by claiming the device was in no way designed to or capable of monitoring your living room. These technologies are designed to allow simple navigation on a television set, just as Y remote uses a camera to manage its much heralded gesture-based interactivity. So you gesture at a device that sees your image and takes your bodily motor orders, but it isn't a camera. However, Albrecht shot back by pointing out that Kunkel told him the device was explicitly being designed as to monitor who was entering the living room. So now we have a debate about what a camera is and what it isn't. Google says they're watching you with the camera in your computer. But they say, don't worry, it's not a human, it's a computer looking at your facial expressions, and it has algorithms, the same ones they say that are in airports, the side of you're angry, you got a frown, so they come over and talk to you. And it's all quackery. It's just guilty until proven innocent, excuses to get in your business and send you to the electric chair. So there's no debating it. This technology is taught in school. It's been announced by Microsoft, Yahoo, Google years ago. And it's in place now. So they just don't like the slaves hearing about it or getting scared, so they try to spin it. But it's the same spin of, they say, well, the device sees your gestures and orders, but what's wrong with that? and it is two-way on the cable. So it's a two-way camera. Period. End of story, end of the debate, end of discussion. Okay, I want to go to some of your calls. David, Tony, Derek, Mike, and others that are patiently holding. We're going to try to jam you in here in the 22 minutes that we have left. But I wanted to get into economic news, and I haven't talked about this in the last week, really. Dr. Roberts talked about it with me off air, but I never got to it on air either. He said last week they were deliberately selling their positions on gold early. A lot of that was because companies had already bought gold when it was less expensive. They'd already bought futures on what was going to be mined, and it was going to bankrupt them. So the IMF publicly dumped tens of billions of dollars last week on the gold market. They dumped gold at way below. They just said, you know, we don't want to sell this to you at $1,000 an ounce. We're going to sell it under. And they've been sued, and it's come out. They do this on purpose. But it knocked it down for a week. Went down to about 900. Now it's at 935. It's been stabilized for about a day and a half at that level. And then now the dollar started plunging again today. The dollar being devalued is only going to intensify because of them printing money, liquidity. We've gone over the fundamentals. And remember, gold went from 300 to 400. They knocked it back down to 300. It went up to 500. They knocked it back down to 400. It went up to 600. They knocked it back down to 500. It went up to 800. They knocked it down to 600. It went up to 900. They knocked it down to 700. It went up to 900. It went, knocked it down to 800. It went up to 1,000. And they knocked it down to 950. Then it went up to 1,030. They knocked it down to 910. Now it's back up to 935. The question is when to get involved in the market. A lot of you wait, you wait, you wait. I've seen you buy when it's up. And last week I bought a few coins and some silver when it was up. Do I feel bad that I, oh, it lost 7% of what I bought it at in a week? No, because it's just going to go back up. And my dollar has been devalued, so at least I'm taking charge, you see, for my family's future. And here it is. Dollar falls on speculation. U.S. consumer confidence is waning. Dollar is weakening. The dollar fell the most against the euro in 2 weeks. On speculation, industry reports will show U.S. consumer confidence dropped to a five-year low and housing slump deepened. Yeah, and they're trying to spin it that, wow, a 2.4 housing sale increase. But the biggest one-month loss in prices. Prices are plunging now for a year. Continuing to plunge. Some people did some bargain hunting, and they try to spin that. I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm just saying gold's going to go back above 1,000. Almost all the industry experts say that it's going to go above the 1980 high, which is $2,200 and adjusted for inflation. I don't know if that's going to happen. I just know I got gold that can't be devalued down to nothing, and I got some silver that can't be devalued down to nothing, and it's enough to at least live a while and, you know, whatever. And so that's the bottom line here, and gold is at 935 today, but Ted locked it in the last few days when it was back at 910, so he has got great deals for you, and I suggest, you know, I said buy gold when it was 264, I said buy silver when it was $5, you know, now it's up by 20, I said buy gold when it's 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, and Ted, you've been in this market 20-plus years. And we knew two weeks ago, that they were going to do this. We saw them positioning, coming into the market, trying to put puts on it. We saw them belly up to do that. We saw them selling their futures at reduced prices. We saw all sorts of things going on. Can you describe what they did, Ted?
Yeah, absolutely. What happened in that particular moment, we had gold hit, well, like you said, about 1,030. And it was back and down. It was about 1,010, and that was due to the fact that the central banks were selling positions. When you start buying short, or when you're selling short in the futures market, you're not actually putting puts on it. That's the options, but this is actually the futures market.
Well, they were doing both of them.
Yeah, they were. They were buying puts and they're selling short the gold. But what happened is that the people that had the long positions, after a certain point, when you enter a long position in gold, and you put a stop limit so you can limit the amount of money that you lose if the things go in the wrong direction, it automatically forces you to be a seller rather than being a buyer. And that's
let's explain. People lock these in a month, 2 months in. They only have certain windows where they can make decisions. They had all, because you better do this, because you can lose everything you got. It tens of billions of dollars globally, or more than that, was pre-programmed in. That if it went above a certain amount, they had to dump so they didn't lose everything. And that's why Kitco and others last week said it was going to drop, and it did.
Yeah, it did. And it dropped because those stop limits were crossed. It forced the market to turn into a net seller than a net buyer. And a lot of that was institutional money. A lot of it was the Federal Reserve System and the IMF and all these different...
Well, they waited to hammer gold until that came into play. They wait till everything hits it at once.
Yeah, exactly. They have to sell, and they have to sell hard. So then once that happens, what you do then is you start looking for a support level, they call it. And that's where the market just simply, there's not, all the selling contracts get washed out. And then so that momentum dies off, and then you start to reach out.
Also, jewelry makers had canceled most of their gold purchases because it had gotten so expensive, but then demand went back up. When they saw it drop down to 910, they greedily ran in Asia, Europe, and the U.S. and bought in mass. That's driving it back up.
It has dropped.
And because jewelry purchase is about 42% of global gold sales. It was about 65. That's now reversed with institutional gold buyers.
And even a lot of smart money came to us. I mean, there's a lot of people that took advantage of that lower price, as did I. I was back in the marketplace looking at that 910 and thinking, I can do some real good things.
Well, you know what? I bought at the high, and I don't feel bad because I also bought at the low.
Well, the thing about it is, Alex, none of us have a crystal ball. No one of us is going to be able to tell that this one sale that the IMF pushes out there in the marketplace is actually going to tip the prices lower.
Because they did 4 to 5 in the month before that did nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So it just depends upon where the market and where the mood is. And they've been trying to push it down so people get back into these ridiculous fiat paper currencies that they're, not just the United States dollar, but all the other dollar, all the other currencies of the world as well. People are moving away from all that stuff because the entire markets are melting down everywhere.
Well, I don't know why. Even I usually buy when it's going up. Whether it was from 260 to 300, I'd go and buy. People have the instinct to buy when it's going up because they feel like it's a sure thing. Now is the time to get in because there is no doubt with the market fundamentals. The dollar is going down. The spending is just on fire. The $200 billion a month on average being pumped into the big bankers' systems by the taxpayer. There is no doubt the dollar's tanking. I don't know where gold will be, but I know it's not going to be devalued. And so, Ted, tell them about the special.
Yeah, here's what we have right now, Alex. And I did pick these up here just a few days ago. We do have the British Sovereign right now. They're at 256. Same coin that was at 289 here just a week and a half ago. We also have the French franc coin, which we've been talking about. That coin is a fabulous buy, and right now it's 204, and that's the same coin that was approaching 230 here just a week ago. Here's our deal. I tell you, right now the U.S. Mint can't even make 1988 silver eagles anymore because...
Yeah, that's right. There's massive silver shortages.
Yeah, they don't have the supply to make them. Plus, also, I was talking
12
about...
12 major dealers are sold out.
I was picking on those Walking Liberty halves here just within about a week ago. We're sold out of those. Silver dollars.
That's what I bought last week.
Silver dollars in circulated condition too, Alex. Sold out. Gone. They're just about anything. I can't even get bars of silver. It's crazy, but I do have a stash. I picked up a whole bunch of BU or MS60 grade silver dollars that are almost at the circulated price. Right now, they're about $32 a piece. It's $665 per roll.
Yeah, let's explain. That's a collector coin. But you're getting into it at a very low price.
Yeah, you're getting it at close to melt. If you go take a look around, if a silver dealer has some silver dollars available, they're pricing them at about $26 to $27 a piece.
And that's for junk. This is collector.
Yeah, this is brand new. They've never been used, and obviously just as short a supply. As a matter of fact, Alex, after this interview, we probably won't be able to sell these again either.
And by the way, folks, we're not just saying that. The silver dollars are gone. The half dollars are gone. Ted, again, tell folks what you've got in the gold department.
Yeah, in the gold department, really seriously, the British Sovereign coin is a great buy at 256. It's a quarter-ounce gold coin. You can't beat it. And that French franc, again, that is a great coin to be getting into. It's 204. Small pieces of gold are going to bail you out when the economy is really tough. And it already is tough. We're watching the housing prices drop.
Yeah, because small pieces of gold for thousands of years and still today always sell more than larger coins So like if you have 10 tenth of an ounce eagles, that goes for a lot more anywhere than one ounce eagle, you know, of the same year, same collector value, because this is near bullion, but you get some collector value. Because people always want smaller coins because they're easier to get rid of, they're easier in transactions, they're easier to cash out. You may go, when the economy's falling apart, with a with a full ounce of gold in one coin, and they may not be able to buy that off you, but they may be able to take some of the tenth of the ounces off of you. Bottom line, you need to get involved now. Give them the number, Ted.
Yeah, call us at 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. Alex, gold or silver has gone up $2 an ounce since it reached its last bottom. And those silver dollars, again, are going to be sold out. That is a fabulous buy.
That gold and silver are having shortages and driving up the price, but silver is actually disappearing. Just Google silver shortages. They're not going to be able to artificially suppress it once the word gets out.
No, they're not. As a matter of fact, even the physical and the futures market in silver just cannot be manipulated like gold did. This last time,
it's got a lot lower reserves.
That's exactly right. Silver mines had shut down because when silver was down there at $3 an ounce and it cost 10 to bring it out of the ground, 10 to 15, and that's when oil prices were down at about $1.50 per gallon. I mean, you can imagine what it costs to move.
Yeah, we're only going to have more inflation. 1-800-686-2237. All the New World Order people tell you don't get into gold and silver. They tell you, go with them. They love you. That's pure baloney. 1-800-686-2237. Protect yourself. Hurt the New World Order. You just can't beat it. 800-686-2237. And, Ted, thank you for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up again, Alex.
You bet. Yeah, I don't even really plug the sponsors. I don't even plug my own films anymore. But I have been plugging gold and silver because it's just such a good deal. And do I feel bad buying silver at $21 an ounce? Do I feel bad buying gold at $1,000 an ounce? No. No, I don't. Because at least it's something they can't devalue. And it's only going back up. Unfortunately, I wish that they would do things that would save the dollar. Because it's all we've got. But they're not going to. And so I might as well have some type of parachute. All right, final segment, loaded phone lines. I'm going to give each caller 1 minute. On the other side, stand by. I want to hear what you have to say. Don't forget the website, prisonplanet.tv.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, We still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Okay, let's go to David in British Columbia. Been holding patiently. Welcome, David.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Alex. I'm phoning from Nelson, which is, I believe you've been on our community radio station being interviewed.
I remember that, yes.
Yeah. Anyways, we're also known as Resisterville, according to 60 Minutes, because of we have the probably highest concentration of draft dodgers from the Vietnam era, and plus new Iraqi soldiers, or soldiers from Iraq, rather. And recently, we had a big meeting on the SPP. I was actually very surprised. I've been following this issue for many years, and a lot of the issues that you cover on your show. And I went to the meeting, you know, expecting maybe, 50 people, but it turned out to be about 500 people. And it was so large that there was a standing room out in the hall, and people of all ages, from, babies up to, people in their 80s. And the panel consisted of the two MPs that have been most vocal and active on this issue, and also people from peace groups and food security groups and so on. And it was a huge success, and I just want to encourage people to get out there and write your politicians and whoever in your letters to the editor, because I feel this was a major reason why this meeting occurred, because there was a lot of grassroots people pressuring and writing about it.
Well, good job. Good job, brother. Call me back and tell me more about it. We just got to jump. Tony in North Carolina, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? This
good.
Is, fine. Tony calling from the increasingly clamping down state of North Carolina.
Yes.
On our Tar Heels here. I just wanted to address an issue. By the way, Alex, you'll love this. I live right across the street from a G Temple. I can bullhorn it on my way to the mailbox.
Oh, okay.
I don't like listening to Vice President referring to everything in months. That makes me very nervous. If we've had 52 months of fun, does that mean there's only 52 months of what left? I don't even want to go to that year. I've already published some stuff on Jason Martell's groups, and we all have theories about that. But there was a young man here in my area, 19 years old. His name was Strickland. He was murdered through the door because he was accused of stealing a PlayStation. There was no gun there. The only gun they found there was the gun that probably came with the PlayStation. So I'm wondering, if I go try to ask my local police department about their microwave gun, am I going to be classified as a terrorist?
Well, that's the new system, just indiscriminate killing of the citizenry.
Hmm. So you can't even inquire about all that?
Well, no, you can inquire about it, and you should. You should find out if your city council's got one. It's usually at the National Guard Armory waiting as part of John Warner Defense Authorization Act to back up the police. Call me back again. We'll talk more about it. I hate cutting everybody short. I just end up babbling and I don't have time. Derek in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Pleasure to talk to you. I'm calling in regards to the Brookings Institute paper about the region of the Great Lakes. It states,
yeah, they said that they want to make it the first part of the North American Union. I didn't get to it today.
It talks about that the U.S. and Canada should have a mutually recognized credentials and identification to allow the secure, unhindered movement of people across the border as well as transported goods. And, I had my license or my wallet stolen. And believe it or not, because Michigan's part of the Real ID Act, which is a shame, You know, I need like 15 pieces of ID. I go to the county building to get my divorce record.
But the illegal aliens, call me back. I can't get to everybody else. We're just out of time. And I forgot, there was some guy who wanted to talk about the evil agenda of his local diocese. And I just forgot he was holding. Call me back tomorrow, sir. You can go to the head of the line. And if you reasonably want to call in and talk about anything, you're welcome to do it. Retransmission starts now. If you miss any of the powerful first hour, go to InfoWars.com. It starts now. At those dreams.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Are you worried about your credit card debt, sky-high interest rates,